It is July 10th. 50 years ago was the summer of 1969. Lots of big stuff happened between the, you know, the moon landing and Woodstock. We're counting down to the 50th anniversary of Woodstock by looking back at what happened on this date in 1969. We'll kind of do this every day as we close in on Woodstock.
I like the way they did it during the game last night.
Yeah, they did Woodstock and they did the moon landing last night.
Color video
during the game. Yeah, that was good stuff. So we'll give you some quick headlines from news, sports, pop culture, and then Countdown Casey will be in here to introduce a song and to play a song that was big on the radio on this date 50 years ago, July 10th, 1969. And a big news story, of course.
The Summer of Love.
The lead story 50 years ago today, July 10th, 1969, the Apollo launch. And the director... The Apollo launch director gave approval for the final countdown on this date for man's first landing on the moon. He said, quote, "This is the big one we've been working on for 8 or 9 years. July 20th was the target date." So all appeared to be going well there.
We're
going to
put humans into a box and send them 17,000 miles an hour towards the moon.
So what was President Nixon talking about on July 10th, 1969? The upcoming moon landing, the lunar launch?
The no. 10 offensive?
No. Wieners. President Nixon announced on July 10th, 1969, he was in favor of leaner hot dogs. His chief consumer advisor testified at an Agriculture Department hearing on this date 50 years ago, and she advocated for less fat in hot dogs. At the time, apparently, there was no restriction on fat content in hot dogs. I didn't know we had one now.
And you probably couldn't microwave them at the time, so it didn't, like, splash. So you were just cooking them in the water like you always did, so you never knew how much fat was in there.
Some contained... Was there anything more gross than drinking hot dog water?
The hot dog water?
Some of those hot dogs contained 51% fat, so she was advocating for 30% maximum fat on hot dogs. So they go back...
And the fat in there was the good stuff. That wasn't even the stuff you didn't want.
So they go back to the president at the end of the day after this House... This congressional hearing, and the president felt the need to make a statement. He said, yes, I agree that we need leaner hot dogs in this country. On The Tonight Show, July 10th, 1969, Johnny Carson had the night off. Flip Wilson was the guest host. Didn't you love Flip Wilson?
Yeah, I did.
Wilson Pickett was the musical guest. And in sports, 50 years ago on this date, Vince Lombardi opened training camp with his new team, the Washington Redskins. Yeah, he coached the Redskins after
for like
Packers.
1 year?
1 year, and then he died. He got sick and died. But he instituted a couple of new rules. Number one, shorter sideburns.
Your sideburn can't come down below your chin strap.
And number two, no more soda breaks on the practice field.
Nothing about smoking at practice.
No. You can smoke after practice, but no more soda breaks on the practice field. So that's what was going on in news and sports and stuff 50 years ago on this date. And now Countdown Casey joins us to play a song that was big on the radio on this date 50 years ago. Oh, here he comes.
Welcome back to the Countdown. I'm Casey Kasem, playing the songs you're buying at record stores and requesting on the radio all across America. Our next selection is a musical duo featuring him, a former famous Beatle, and her with a haircut like Cousin It. It's John and Yoko. John Lennon and Yoko Ono. Moving up three spots this week to number 8 on our countdown with the ballad of John and Yoko. And I'm Casey Kasem, reminding you to always keep your feet on the ground, keep reaching for the stars, and stay off the paper mushrooms.
I didn't know we were going to get a public service announcement.
Standing in the dock at Southampton, trying to get to Holland.